This is Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Richard Hake. The Metropolitan Transportation Authority is going green. Today, it's announcing a new Blue Ribbon Commission to study sustainability, or ways of reducing the MTA's carbon footprint. That panel includes environmental and planning experts from New York City, Long Island, Westchester, and Connecticut. Joining us now is the chair of that commission, planner and developer Jonathan Rose, and Ernest Tollerson, the MTA's director of policy. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, Mr. Tollerson, let's start with you. Why did the MTA put this together, this commission, and what is it supposed to do?
Well, I think we're all aware of climate change and the impact it's having globally and the impacts that it will have on our own communities. And I think, you know, it's time to really look at all systems in the public sector, the private sector, the independent sector, and say, what are the steps we can take to ensure that our children and grandchildren inherit a world that you want to live in?
This is a new commission for the MTA. What specifically will it study?
This commission is going to take a look at the MTA's entire ecological footprint. So that's the carbon footprint, greenhouse gases, it's the water footprint, the waste footprint, hazardous waste, every dimension of the footprint, and say, all right, what are the things that we can do differently? And frankly, when you look at those things, you're actually identifying ways to not only lighten the footprint, but to do things in new ways and to save money and to free up money to do things in a really smart way.
Do you have any idea of how much the MTA currently produces? What is the carbon footprint, for example?
I thought that would come up, so I came here with that number. We have some very, very preliminary rough estimates for the footprint in 2006. In carbon, that footprint is 2,742 metric tons in change. Now, that's a rough number, and here's what's missing. And there's a piece of analysis that we've commissioned that will help inform this number, which is everyone who gets on our subways, our buses, the Long Island Railroad, Metro North, all the parts of the MTA, they're avoiding putting carbon into the air. They're avoiding driving their cars. So now we have to go back and say, all right, this is the carbon we produce by running all these great services. Let's also find out the carbon we're avoiding by all the people using the MTA. So we've got to come up with that number and then subtract that number from the carbon we're responsible for. And then we'll have a more complete picture of the carbon footprint. Now, having said that, that doesn't relieve us of the responsibility to try to lighten that footprint.
Now, we know the city took its own inventory this year, and we found out that about 80% of greenhouse gases come from buildings and not from cars. Yet
yes.
The MTA is a transit agency. So can we assume most of the emissions coming from the MTA are coming from the trains and buses?
Sure. You know, obviously to run subways and to run commuter rail, you've got to have traction power. So, right, you've got to have power for that. And then, of course, you've got to have the fuel for our buses. And, you know, we have parts of our bus fleet that are CNG, parts that are hybrid. So we're moving in that direction. But again, you need to score these things to really figure out where you are now and where you want to be.
And Jonathan Rose, you're a planner, a developer, now chairman of the new MTA Commission on Sustainability. Where do you think the MTA could reduce its waste or lower its carbon emissions?
Before I get to that, mm-hmm. I really want to focus on the extraordinary job that a transit system does, and this transit system in particular, in the avoided energy costs. So, for example, in New York, as you mentioned, 80% of our carbon footprint comes from our buildings. In the rest of the country, buildings contribute 35 or 40% because the rest is in transportation. A single-family suburban house with families driving to and from everything uses three times as much carbon as an apartment in New York or even a townhouse or single-family house with the occupants commuting by transit. So the transit system itself is a tremendous reliever. So one of the things I'm actually very interested to do is to see how can we expand the transit network. And then we need to go through building by building, item by item, train by train, energy power source by energy power source, and look at how we can cut emissions.
Do you envision new ways of building train stations or making trains more environmentally friendly?
Absolutely. And for example, the MTA has done an amazing job with the Stillwell Avenue train station, which is a very, very green station. It'd be great to examine that model. We can use information more efficiently to run the system, both for better customer service and for more environmental efficiency.
And are there any places right now that the MTA practices this green technology?
Oh, sure. I mean, you know, we have bus depots where they're harvesting rainwater and using it to clean the bus. Throughout the MTA, you can look at every agency and find bus depots, stations, equipment, technologies, where there are great experiments going on. But you have to decide in what cases do you roll that out to the entire system and really say, how do you do this in a way that's comprehensive?
Let's talk a little bit about climate change. The subway system was shut down last month because some rain fell. It inundated the system. More severe storms are forecast for the region because of global warming. What can the MTA do to prepare for this kind of thing?
Well, first, as you know, right after that storm on the 8th, the governor asked the MTA to do a postmortem, do an analysis. And in fact, that analysis is pretty close to being ready. And I don't really want to step on the results of that. But one of the areas is there are parts of climate change that are already sort of set that you can't do anything about. So there may be climate adaptation strategies that this commission may want to recommend to the MTA.
I wanted to add one thing about climate change, and that is another inevitable part of climate change is sea level rise. And for example, the MTA has tracks that go up the Hudson that are only a foot or two above the level of the Hudson. And so we are going to also have to look at the implications of sea level rise on the whole system. And I'm sure that will lead to some long-term capital implications.
So the question of going green economically, is it similar to when you build a green building, it's more expensive at first, but you save money in the long term?
Well, there are two sides to it. Yes, in the short run, it may be more expensive, but we also look for green solutions that are cheaper in the short run and save you money in the long side. It doesn't mean we're going to do that with every solution, but we will carefully evaluate the economics because we want to make the system both greener, smarter, and fiscally smarter.
Jonathan Rose is the chairman of the MTA's new Commission on Sustainability, and Ernest Tollerson, the MTA's policy director. Thank you both for joining us on WNYC.
Thank you.
Thank you.